The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello everyone and welcome back to our 22nd episode. Wow, it just feels like yesterday when I was struggling with starting one episode, and here we are. 75,000 listens, 22nd episode. Thank you so much, each and every one of you. So let's begin with our episode for today, right? I have a few announcements before we move to the our episode. So number one, it's been a month since the lockdown has begun in our country, India, and I hope each and every one of you is safe with your loved ones, and I can only pray and wish the best for each and every one of you. These are tough times. We all need to work together, and we all need to be together to support ourselves first, and then support the others around us. So, in case you haven't called up, if you are staying away from your parents, elderly people, your relatives, whoever you think you're close to, and if you haven't been close to them, if you're not, rather, I hope you can give a call to them sometime, speak to them once in a while, give them that confidence, because during these tough times, it's even more tougher for them, right? Because of the situation that we are in right now. So please call your elderly relatives or parents, keep in touch with them, talk to them at least once in a few days, message and keep checking on them. That's first. Second point I wanted to talk to you about is, if you're listening to this episode and if you want to get in touch with me, there are four platforms where you can get in touch with me through. One is Instagram. Search for me at a.postman, alphabet A, dot P-O-S-T-M-A-N. On Facebook, it's @ It's Your Postman, itsyourpostman. On Twitter, it's @it_postman, it_postman. And email, it's yourpostman@gmail.com, itsyourpostman@gmail.com. I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear from you. So please reach out, comment, let me know what you think, and give me your feedback. I would be more than happy and more than excited to know what you think about the show. So there are two special announcements that I really want to make before we get to the episode today. One is, we have started a collective of psychologists or counselors or therapists, whatever you want to call it. There are about 7 to 8 of them right now, and I've been coordinating with them. Wherein we are volunteering for the frontline healthcare workers. So all these doctors and nurses and all the who are actually catering to the COVID patients in our country. It's a very stressful job. If you think staying at home is stressful for us, then imagine dealing with them. Right? You deal with so many intakes, so many patients coming in every single day, and so many deaths. we are seeing the numbers rise every single day. And imagine if you are someone who is taking care of a patient and that person dies. It can be very, very traumatizing for the patient, for the nurse and the doctor. Of course, it is traumatizing for the family. But what we have done is we have formed a small group of counselors where we have divided on their preferred timing in a day. And it's a pro bono. If you are interested, if you're listening to me, reach out. Go back a little early into this episode. I've given you all my email addresses and everything. Reach out to me. And if you're a counselor, we will see where to fit in and how to fit you in. And if you're a doctor and a nurse who is actually, treating the COVID patients, and if you just want to talk to someone, if you just want to vent your frustration, do not hesitate. We are there for you. We are trying whatever we can in our hands to help you out. And if you are the one who is listening to this episode, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. You are real heroes. I cannot thank you enough. So call up, right? Let us know. And comment on the Facebook, comment on Instagram, comment, and keep following those pages for more information. There'll be a phone number very soon up online where you can reach out to us, and then we will put you in touch with the concerned counselor at that particular time. So do not hesitate. Just call up at any point in time. Just keep following that page and we'll come out with more information. Another one. There's another group in Hyderabad that I'm a part of. We are another group of 8 to 9 counselors, and we are dealing with domestic violence or child abuse or just in general distress. Anybody, there are alcohol withdrawal symptom patients who are talking about, people who are calling up. So do not hesitate. There's cigarette withdrawal symptoms, there are alcohol, there's work, there's distress, there's general stress throughout. And if you want to reach out, call up the Hyderabad. So this is only for Hyderabad, I'm sorry. The earlier one for the doctors, it's Pan India. From wherever you are, whoever you are, if you are a doctor or a nurse, the frontline healthcare worker, give us a call. But for this one specifically, is for only Hyderabad. I hope there are other helpline numbers that you can reach out to your own city people or your own state people. But this group is for Hyderabad. So if whenever a call lands on a Hyderabad police control room, they direct the call. Again, counselors are divided according to hours based. They'll call that particular counselor. The police control room will direct that call to that particular counselor. And we talk. So I'm happy to say right now that we have, there have been many cases, and we are following up with them. We are keeping in touch with those patients or those people who are calling us up, and we are trying and doing our best. And I'm sure there are other volunteers, other groups, other organizations, NGOs that are working their backsides off to help in whatever way possible. So please stay home, please stay safe, and stay healthy. And now the episode. So the guest today is a clinical psychologist from the city of Chennai. Very helpful, very caring, amazing person. Her name is listed on the Live, Love, Love Foundation of Deepika, run by Deepika Padukone. Deepika Padukone on her website has a list of all the psychologists from various cities of town who you can reach out to in case you're looking for a psychologist or a counselor or a therapist. So without further ado, her name is Parimal Pandit. And thank you, Ms. Parimal Pandit. It's been an honor to have you on this episode. So the theme of this episode is question and answers, where I've collected questions from various people from various forums, and I've divided it into 3 categories. And I send these questions. She's been very amazing in recording the messages patiently and sending it back to me. So let's start. Without wasting much time, here's the first question. So during the lockdown, we stay away from our parents. We are obviously worried about their health and safety. So here's one of the listeners who has a question. Says, With the lockdown, there are also many people staying away from family. It is worrying when your parents are old and managing things alone. I've been trying to educate my parents about the situation, but sometimes it feels like my dad is not being as careful as he should. That really worries me. I know they care about me staying away from them right now and keep checking on me, but I'm not sure how to make them care about their own health as much as I do. The whole situation puts all of us in a worry about one another. How do I deal with this, and what's the best way to deal with my parents in a situation like this? Let's listen to what Parimal says.
It can be very stressful to stay away from one's own family in these times. We are often feeling very helpless and anxious and very scared for their health and their safety, because we are not able to go or reach there in times of emergency or in case they need it. And we have to understand how much old people value their independence and their ability to take their own decisions and do what is suitable for them. We have to accept and respect the wisdom that they have grown into by life lived so far, through difficult times, through tough times, having gone through situations that warrant very hard choices. So after we have told them what is the current situation and what are the dangers and what kind of precautions they need to take, we have to leave them free. The other thing is to address our own anxieties. Because all of us who stay away from their loved ones, not just family, but friends or relatives or anybody that we care about, we are anxious in these times for their safety. And we want to make sure that they are healthy and they are well, and that they don't come across any hardships. So whatever you do, probably it is for you to take care which makes you feel comfortable and calm and not anxious when you are talking to them. So small things can help. One is to almost, you must be doing that already, is to call them every day. If they have a smartphone, to talk, have a video chat, so that they can see you and you can see them, so that you feel more comfortable. The third thing is to normalize this situation, in the sense like just asking them about how the day was and what they plan to do, and actually not giving any advice at that point of time or precautions at, you know, of dangers or safety to them when they are telling you something. Listening to them is very important at this point of time. If they ask you for anything, if they say that this is difficulty, can you tell me what I can do? Probably that is the time you can give them some solutions. For your own calm, maybe you can have all the contingencies in place. Probably cousins, siblings, anybody who stays nearby can be kept informed. You can see how the situation is in your area, in your hometown, and keep a watch on that. See if there is anything that they require and which you can provide through any of your family friends or anybody, neighbors, so that you know that if any time help is required, it is available. It's for your own sake and not to safeguard them. Because most of it is being in the age that we are, we get overwhelmed very easily with all the news which is coming to us. And that makes us a bit hypervigilant. So just to take care of your own sake, probably just deciding what is necessary, what is the important information, what is the logistic what is the information needed for everyday logistics. That alone probably can be read, or that alone can be passed on, that alone can be processed, rather than just anything and everything that comes through news channels, through social media. That way your anxieties might be, you will be able to control your own anxieties. One other thing that is helping other people is deciding a time or an activity which all of you can do, sitting at different places. Now all of us have smartphones, so you can decide something like a book to read together, which you, if that's something that your parents like, or you can cook along with your parent, mother. You can do activities which are distant, but yet, you know, have a sense of all of us doing it together. You know, it can be a celebration of festival, it can be a celebration of somebody's birthday, or simply having a good day, or a good time, or a weekend, like a Saturday night or a Friday night. Probably that is something which is possible now through video chats. So that is a very good way of having a certain rhythm which your parents can bank on. And that takes care of their feeling of being away from you and knowing that you are well. All of that can be taken care of when you have spent that, you have done something together. That gives them a sense of togetherness. And that can help you feel at peace, because you know that they are okay. So these are some of the ideas which can help you to defocus from insisting of precautions that they need to take, but supporting them. And by supporting them this way, you can support yourself, because you will feel peaceful and calm when you see them okay.
Second question. This comes from media professional. Just because it is from media professional, do not think it is not, doesn't apply for you. Listen to the answer. Answer is epic. Answer is amazing. It can apply for each and every individual, whether or not you're working. But this is basically for a media professional who they get bombarded with a lot of news. So here's the question. So I want to know, as a media professional, there is a sense of helplessness that I'm feeling, because I know how the system works, because I understand how much it can handle, and I know what is going to come. The knowledge depresses me and makes me helpless. I can't afford to tune myself out of the news stream and information overload. I also feel I'm unable to help anyone apart from just writing. The government won't change a policy because a journalist wrote a story. People will still be hungry, and there is nothing I can do about it. How do I process all this? I don't want to make myself numb and devoid of empathy. Let's listen to what Parimal says.
It's a very tough and demanding profession that you have chosen. I'm sure you had big dreams when you entered this profession of helping people, of making a difference in the society by writing something which can change the world. And when now you're faced with this overwhelming situation, it is very hard to keep that belief, to keep that hope that whatever I am doing in whatever manner possible is adding kind of a drop to the ocean. And I guess that's the learning of this period that all of us are going through. That whatever everybody is doing from their side, whether it is keeping away, keeping a social distance, making masks at home, or eating local food, or being frugal, having few choices, all of that, each and every person is contributing to the safety of another person. Everybody is doing in whatever small manner that is possible. So knowing one's own limit of what and where can we reach and how much can we reach is another key thing to keep us sane and keep us from feeling helpless or hopeless. Because whatever you do or whatever you write, it can reach some people and may not reach all, but it will reach some. Even if it may not make policy changes, it may make some difference to some people. And if we have a belief and if we are doing it keeping our conscience clear, then definitely it is going to add to the larger scheme of things. So knowing our own limits, knowing the limits of the profession, knowing the limits of anybody's intention is important. So whatever you're doing it with one of your 100% belief. Whatever you're doing, you're taking care of how you're presenting your story, what you're presenting, in what manner you're presenting, and keeping that focus is important. Being one really truthful and honest with oneself is important. Accepting that one is fearful, one can be anxious, is important. The other thing which is very, very necessary is to really switch off news and keeping on top of each and every news for some time of the day. Because actually that is the whole thing of I'm losing out on something really important, and as a journalist I must be on top of it, is sometimes can be unreasonable demand on oneself. Because there can be some things which are best left unchecked, one. And the other thing is to know when one is getting overfed with something. Like with food, when we know when is it enough and when we are overindulging. Like that with anything in our life, whether it's our profession, whether it's information, whether it's giving, everything has to have a boundary. Everything has to have a limit. Otherwise, it can get an indigestion. It can lead to indigestion of everything possible. So knowing when I need a break, small things help. Do things which make you feel calm, which make you retain hope in life, in everything that one life has to offer. Small things like a cup of tea, a chat with a friend, listening to a piece of favorite music, playing music, playing cards, playing games with somebody, allowing yourself that time to recuperate. And like doctors, all of us need that time whenever possible. Even if it's 10 minutes, 10 minutes of quiet time on a terrace, 10 minutes of tea spent in peacefulness, that can be rejuvenating. A nap, a cat nap, anything that can heal your mind and your body is important. Also, the urgency of a situation which is made out currently might be true at some level, but at other levels it can be false, or it is over inflated. It can be an inflated need which is being created. So, to have that balance in one's own mind, and if one is aware of this and one takes good care of oneself, then you will never lose the ability to be sensitive to another person. Because when you are in tune with yourself, and when you can sense yourself, and when you sense that I am becoming a bit helpless or I am becoming a bit hopeless, probably allowing yourself a glimpse of the other world, watching the flowers bloom in spring, watching the sun rise every day and the moon rise every day, knowing that there are some rhythms in our nature around us will never change. So to have this faith, have this hope, and take this time to have hope and save yourself from burnout. So giving yourself time, having time, I'm not saying enjoy, but to heal. So anything that makes you feel healed or makes you feel connected to oneself, makes you feel peaceful in this otherwise unpredictable and completely uncertain situation. Also knowing that what you are doing is adding value to yourself and your own learnings. That is very important, because that's how you're going to be useful to other people. And that's how your profession is going to be useful to other people. So having the conscience and having the balance in doing the right thing is important. And right thing by you, not just for other people. And that is taking care of oneself. So spending time with family, having a chat with a friend, having a comfort food, or cooking something, or spending time in something that you really relish, and that you're doing justice not to just yourself but also to your profession.
This is another question that comes from another person. The third question and the final question for today's episode. It's in general, it works with motivation, it works with your self-discipline and a lot of things. So let's hear the question. The news across the world is overwhelming. Some days you just don't find the motivation to do anything but indulge in overthinking. Most days, breathing exercise helps to keep the positivity intact. But there are days more difficult to find the motivation back, even to do the activities you usually enjoy, like painting or drawing or sketching or cooking. So they ask, any suggestions on how should I deal with these things or relationships or work during these bad days? So let's see what Parimal has to say.
It's very difficult to sustain motivation when the environment looks so bleak. This is very normal response when one is facing unfavorable situation. Everyone will go through this phase of ups and downs and not inability to feel motivated or feel completely hopeless about the whole situation. But it's usually a phase and it will pass. But if it continues, if it becomes consistent or persists for more than a week, it will be good if you could seek consult for the same. The other thing is having a natural rhythm in one's day is very important. Doing breathing exercises and relaxation is good when you're feeling very anxious or tense or having palpitations or you're not able to break through your thoughts. But bringing this rhythm of breathing in and breathing out in our daily life will help pass through this situation. Now, what is this breathing in? So breathing in is basically anything that you do with your by thinking. So work, solving problems, learning something, understanding new things, solving an issue, all of that is breathing in activity. And so what is the breathe out? The breathe out is mainly anything that you do with your physical body. It can be a movement, it can be physical exercise, it can be also an artistic activity like drawing, painting, doodling, singing, playing an instrument, gardening, listening to something funny, watching a film, any activity, or even household work like cooking or sweeping, cleaning, all of that can become a breathe out activity. So if you need in a day to have these breathers interspersed with your everyday work life, like a 10 minutes of listening to a song without doing anything, or looking after your garden, or just having, you know, doing some 10-15 skipping rope counts. Anything and everything can be weaved into your breathing and activity, and that helps to sustain motivation, feel good, have hope, and also sustain interest in anything that you are doing. One of the other thing which should be done very consciously is to keep away for at least half an hour every day from social media, from electronics, from WhatsApp messages, from Instagram, any news, TV, laptops, because that kind of decluttering of your mind is right now, it's for your health, and that's required. It's like if you can't digest a certain food, you keep away from it. That's exactly what you need to do. You need to be away from these electronic mediums at least for half an hour, especially before going to bed and when you get up in the morning. So please do not switch on or check your WhatsApp messages as soon as you get up. Keep yourself at least half an hour, 45 minutes. Do a grounding exercise of putting your feet down on the ground and feeling the ground beneath your feet. Do some breathing exercises as soon as you get up. Go sit in a balcony or face the sunlight as soon as you get up. These are some of the things that can help you to get through the day without feeling very low. I hope this helps.
So those were epic answers, weren't they? There's so much information in there. Thank you so much, Parimal. I am forever indebted. Trust me, you have been amazing. You have been a beautiful part in my life. And through this medium also, I want to just thank you for everything that you have done. Thank you for these answers. May you and your family be healthy, happy, and stay safe. So, friends, this is what people have asked questions. If you have questions, if you have suggestions, if you want to say something, go to my social media pages, go to my email address, drop in a mail, drop in a message, drop in a comment, drop in a feedback. Let me know what you think. All right? I'll be waiting for you. And the next episode will come in another fortnight. See you soon. Bye-bye.